1, 2, 3. Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History Project 2. This is Debbie Valens, and I'm here with
Shulamit Pastaki.
And we are now interviewing
Meyer Parker,
who lives at
4614 Fifth Avenue, apartment 624, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh 15213.
And today's date is November 13th, 1994. This is our second visit. We're on the second tape, side one. Go start again.
Yeah, well, but wait. You're not registering, are you? Okay. What do you want me to?
Okay, 2 weeks ago, Mr. Parker, when we met, we ended our first tape with beginning the topic with the topic of the Holocaust. And can you tell me again how much did you know or how much was known in the United States about the Holocaust? Can you elaborate more for us on that?
While I was in the service, we got very little information about the Holocaust. The Stars and Stripes, the newspaper, the military newspaper, had very little about it, and I received very little information from my family concerning it, because they were probably kept in the dark about it. And so that is, in general, my knowledge of the Holocaust.
When did you first begin to learn about that?
Whenever I came back from the, whenever I was discharged and came back to civilian life.
What year was that?
That was in 1945.
I see. And how much did you learn at that time?
At that particular time, the information was being gathered and solidified by the Holocaust Committee and by the Jewish community, mm-hmm. Those who were active and interested in it. And they were still obtaining the information as it was developing, and that's about it.
So you at that time, if I understand you correctly, you didn't know very much either.
That is correct.
When did you begin to learn in greater details about the horrors?
From that point on, there was more activity in getting that information toward the proper people, and to learn more about the Holocaust and its implications and what a remarkable, unusual thing it was. It's something of a historical nature, mm-hmm. and practically every Jewish family was affected.
As far as you know, was there anybody among your relatives in Europe who might have been affected?
I feel that there were some who were affected, who were killed, and who were sent to the camps, but I did not know specifically their names, who they were. Mm-hmm. But I think that they were members of the family, because Lithuania, Kovna, and the area where my folks came from, they were hard hit.
I understand. Can you tell us how much do you remember, where were you when the State of Israel was established, and what were the feelings?
The state of Israel was created, was established, here was it, 48? In 1948, and I had occasion several times to go to the UN when they place in New York, and I would go in and observe what they were doing and how things were, during their debates and what have you. That was when I learned more actively about it.
Was there any excitement here in the community? How did the community here respond to the establishment of the State of Israel?
Very, very much. They were very, very active, and they were very joyous, and there was sadness, because at that particular time, people began to understand the significance of the tragedy.
Of tragedy? Which tragedy?
The tragedy of their families. And they were also, of course, in conjunction with the happiness about the establishment of the state. And if the state had already been established, I assure you that the tragedy would not have occurred.
So it was a sad occasion because of the Holocaust, and joyous because of the state of Israel.
That is correct. That was one of the factors. The fact that. That the Holocaust and the people were helpless, and if they had a homeland of their own, they would have had more power and more authority to try to fight it off and to change it.
I understand. Well, Mr. Parker, we'll go now a little bit back to the life of your father's business.
Correct.
You have mentioned to us in the first. When we were here 2 weeks ago, that he was in a, what kind of business he was in?
He was a carpenter.
Oh, that's what I want to know, because you mentioned contracting. What kind of contracting was it?
Okay. My dad and his dad were carpenters in the old country. And my mother's parents, father, was also a carpenter. So therefore, we inherited that legacy of carpentry. When my dad was single in the old country, it was Russia at that particular time, they had taken over Lithuania. He and his brother Israel were in the military service. And whenever their service was over, they went back home, they got married, My parents had four children before he left to come to this country. The reason he came to this country along with his brother Israel was the fact that at that time there was a threat of the Japanese-Russian war, a Sino-Japanese war. And they sent a letter of a draft to my father that he was going to be called back in again. So he decided enough was enough, and he already had developed a family of four children, and so he and his brother decided to depart from Russia, and to come to the United States.
How long was he in the Russian army? Was it Russian army?
Russian army. I'm not sure, but I think he was there about 4 or 5 years. So they decided to flee, and they fled, and they finally came to Hamburg. They left the families behind with their children, the mother and the children, yeah. And they came to Hamburg, and from Hamburg they took a ship over, and they arrived at Baltimore. At Baltimore, then they came to Pittsburgh, where we had a relative living, where Dad had an uncle living in Pittsburgh. His name was Uncle Meyer Rosenstein, and then my dad and his brother organized a small contracting company called Parker Brothers, and then they earned some extra money, and they sent away for their families. Uncle for his family, and my father for our family.
What kind of a contracting was it?
Commercial contracting in homes and involving carpentry and general construction.
But can you give us a little bit more detail what kind of specifically things you have done?
Well, Dad did a lot of work for some of the Jewish merchants on Fifth Avenue. Mm-hmm. Whenever it came to interior type of work or building a house, or building or building an apartment or doing construction work. But that's what Dad did.
So was it a brick laying also, or was it?
Oh yes, it involved all phases of construction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was of a very small nature, and but however, Dad became very well known, and there were a bunch of Jewish contractors at that time too.
How many people did your dad have working for him?
Dad had a nucleus of several carpenters, and whenever work was inadequate, of course he laid them off. And whenever he got some more work, of course he rehired them. And he said to them,
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Parker. This is Debbie Valens. I was one of the people who came to talk to you and interviewed you for the National Conference of Jewish Women. Yes. I'm fine. You know what we forgot? We forgot to ask you for a picture of yourself to add to put with the rest of the story. Well, so something that we can see what you look like. It doesn't have to be recent. It could be any picture you want. Sure. Sure. Give me a call when you find one, and I'll come pick it up after the snow is over melted. How's that? I'm a little bit snowed in here. Yeah. Careful out there. Finishing up the transcription, and I'm going to turn it in when I have the complete package with the photo. So that's what I'm busy with. But I have your story. My last name is Valins, V-A-L-I-N-S. Right, don't lose the number because it's not listed. All right, 422.